Good afternoon, Desert Vista High School. This is the Tuesday Big Band. Welcome to the NAU Jazz Festival on this snowy afternoon. My name is Paul Brewer. I'm the Director of Jazz Studies at Mesa Community College. Looking forward to and honored to hear you play. We'll be back in a sec when you're all set to go and ready to fire up.
Next up, we have the Desert Vista High School Tuesday Big Band under the direction of Mike Crow.
All right, here we go. Have fun, guys. Cool, guys. Great start. Just a few little comments here and there. Saxophones. It would be really great if we could get away from just sort of slurring everything and trying to work in some accentation on some of these fast lines. Yeah, like that. Ba-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. That way it's a little bit more impactive from the saxophone section. Like right now, it's just kind of like, it doesn't have any spice to it. Drummer, when you did the fill going into the statement of the head, try and keep your hi-hat going through that, and then once you get through your fill, everybody will be able to enter a little bit better if they can feel the time from your hi-hat, especially if you're going to do a roll type of thing, because it's really hard to find time in rolls like that. Yeah, man, cool. Really loved your energy on that solo, man. It was really great. You took it home. And one thing I would just recommend a little bit is start working on a little bit of vocabulary on some of the five chords in there. That way we can you end up with a nice little tension release type of thing in your solo. But other than that was really great. Yeah, man. Bass player, you're playing great. One little thing I would recommend is just try to concentrate harder on getting every single note to sound exactly the same. Like every now and then we end up with a short note or one note is a lot louder than the other. It's just kind of ding, 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 ding. Try and copy-paste note volume and note length from note to note. All you're doing is changing the pitch. And, by the way, that's something that even professional bass players work on still, you know. It's just an endless labor of love. Yeah, man, if you're going to go for another chorus, keep the intensity up. And rhythm section, don't back off on a second chorus. That's the opposite of what you want to do. You want a second chorus to be bigger. Yeah, man. Cool. Oop, yep, that one hit. Barry player, if you can make those shorter, that would be cool. Whoops. Oops, actually a little bit more time on those palm keys, altos. Yeah. Yep. Oh, I like how you guys made that nice and soft. Yeah, cool. Uh-oh, didn't get her paper right. Whoops. Barry player, we dropped some time in there. Yeah, overall Saxon says pretty good, but yeah, there was a little confusion in there on some of the phrases. Barry player dropped the beat. Work on the palm key stuff a little bit more. Aim for the ends of phrases. Yeah, man. Nice solo. Nice and controlled. Good time. Good chops, bud. Yeah, trumpets, you need to work on that lick going up. Yeah, nice dynamics, but rhythm section, you got to mirror that. If the horns all of a sudden disappear and get quiet, you guys got to get quiet too. It's got to be even between rhythm section and horns. Wait for it, and yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, guys, a lot of great stuff going on in there. There's just a few things, a little bit more individual time on some of those licks in the altos and the trumpets. And the trombones, I think overall you can bark a little harder. At least I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you guys in some cases. I could stand to use, more guitar in the mix too. And I don't know how much of this is your guys is doing or sound guys doing, but yeah. Watch the pitch with the buckets. Yeah, we've got one trumpet player in there having a hard time with those shelves, that big leap in there. Yep. Practice that, go back and forth on it. Get it into your ears, get it into your chops. Also try singing it. That particular interval, because if you're able to sing it, which is closest to your ears, you'll be able to play it a lot more in tune when you put it on the trumpet. Thank you. Altos, watch those A's. Yeah, I'm not really feeling the bass and the drums locking in. Very... Okay. Yeah, okay. It's getting better. We got to work on unifying that lick a little bit more. It was kind of weird out front. In the horns, I mean. Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of flubbing going on in the saxophones here. I know those licks don't lay very well, but, you know, we really got to spend the time in the practice room getting those under our fingers. You know, and practicing is tedious, and I understand that. Try playing games with it, you know, play it backwards and articulate it, slur it, play it dotted 8/16, play it, you know, whatever it takes to keep the practice happening. I really do like the bass tone, man. It's one of the better bass tones I've heard. Electric bass tones that I've heard today and yesterday. Whoa. Listen to each other, trumpets. Got some weird pitch things going on. Yeah, horns, there's a lot of weird intervals in this tune, and we got to be able to hear those intervals. When you're practicing them, try actually singing them and then put it on the horn. And if you can't sing it, then play it on the piano and then try singing it off based off the piano and then play it. Because we got to be able to hear these intervals. They're so strange. There's some weird lines in there. But you guys can do it, man. You just got to put in the time and make sure it happens. Take individual responsibility for it. Yeah, man, nice plunger solo. I dug it. Yeah, yeah, be sure that piano like fits into the same time that we came out of. It was a little bit rushed in comparison to what we came out of. So guys, that's a hard tune, man, and it needs a little bit more work, like, especially in the horns. There's a lot of weird things going on in there. So really work on those weird intervals, really work on those things that don't lay very well, saxophones, and practice them. Rhythm section, you guys were fine with the exception of a little bit of times that the bass and drums don't lock in, but otherwise it was really good. All right, he's putting you on the spot now. No pressure. There's only about 300 people watching. So, trumpets, some of us are backing off on the crescendos before the actual cutoff happens. Crescendo all the way into the cutoff. Trombones, overall, I don't know why. I'm just having a hard time hearing you guys. It might be different for some of the other judges, but I feel like overall you can play a whole lot louder. Yeah, buddy, I don't know, man. Like, I imagine Arturo Sandoval playing that and just, like, blowing down the back wall. I think you should do the same thing. Lots of vibrato. And in a cha-cha like this, like, there would be a lot of vibrato going on a part like that. Yeah, there you go. There you go, yeah. Yeah, man. So really, what you need to do is you need to work on Dorian scales and harmonic minor scales, and basically flip-flopping back and forth between the two of them. And then it sounds like the bridge goes to major. So no matter what, man, you need to hit that major third there, because that's what brings the new idea into the mix. And everybody should be doing these on their solos. Yeah, just like that. Thank you. Yeah, so Ethan, like, you're taking more of a blues approach, which is also another option. But in order to have contrast to the blues, start thinking a little bit more Dorian and harmonic minor. And that way we can hear the five chord in there going to the one chord a little bit more. Major third. A little flat on that upper note, but that's okay, man. I'm glad you went for it. Yeah. Oh, work on the balance of that chord right there. Analyze who's got what note and the pairing of who has what note. Okay. Aim for the end of that phrase. Do-do-got. Oh, so trombones, now you get that bridge part. Lots of slide vibrato on that, okay? That's exactly what the Chico O'Farrell band would have done. Yeah, trumpets, nice shakes. All right, who's the boss of the fall? Who says when we start falling? Who says when we stop falling? I mean, other than Mr. Krill. It's lead trumpet, isn't it? So you guys got to use your ears, listen backwards to the lead trumpet, and when he starts falling, you guys start. When he stops, you guys stop. Otherwise, we end up with this kind of, you know, mess towards the end of the tune. But, guys, yeah, that's a fun tune to play. Thank you for doing it, and I really enjoyed it, and gosh, all the tunes sounded pretty good. Don't let my comments take away from the obvious hard work that you guys have put into this, because you guys sound really good, man. Keep up the good work, and I hope to hear you again soon.